is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Studio cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Shiloh.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, January 31st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And listen, man, it is Tuesday. We got lots to talk about. Mr. Producer, what's good? You good? Listen, keep an eye out for Grand Bahama. I know they're going to be chiming in shortly. Keep an eye out for Sarah and the crew because you know today is Tuesday. So we will bring you the Freeport Report and courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. And be sure to get that supplement every Tuesday in The Guardian, all right? And you get that Grand Bahama News as well. Big things popping in Grand Bahama as well. So we'll talk to Sarah in short order. But before we get into all of that, you know, I got to make sure your mind's in a good place. And I got the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. I'll get to that in a sec. But like I said, I got to make sure your mind's in a good place. In a very good place. Yeah, man. So here we go. And of course, you know, you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and lunch at any of your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right? So there you go. All right, now, here's what you're working with today. And today is Tuesday. You know what? Just chime in however you want. I ain't been going to fight you all in 2023 because you all can text anything. So the phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. All right. Here's your brain teaser. Ah, Lord. Where do I start? I mean, I got some good ones to work with today. Am I hearing people? How you all be answering these surveys, though? Y'all is really, some of y'all is, Wow. All right. Oh, wow. Wow. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men. All right? Survey revealed, and this is crazy, that 38% don't know their significant others this. So what don't they know about their significant other? 38% out of 100 Bahamian males surveyed between the ages of 21 and 50. Said that they don't know this about their significant other. All right? Now, I'll let you all chime in. And remember, it's 38% out of 100. Okay? So obviously, it's not like an obvious thing because only 38 out of 100 don't know this. That means the other 62 do. So if you said birthday and stuff like that, yeah, you already eliminated yourself. Be it and come again. All right, you know what you're working with. You know what you're playing for. You know how to chime in. You got between now and the mark to get your answers in. All right, let's jump into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out. New arrivals in stock, both locations. Flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here we go. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Viewers at Madison's 1844. Tourist arrivals back at 7 million. Cruise arrivals increased by nearly 400%. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Minister of Tourism and Aviation and Investments, Mr. Chester Cooper, quoted as saying, what the Ministry of Tourism, Investments and Aviation is forecasting so far and what forward bookings indicate is that we are on track to break records in 2023. Now, the numbers look good. The arrivals look good. But now, here's the question. How many of those arrivals are going to directly impact New Providence and Grand Bahama? I know these cruise ships have some awesome private islands in our chain and our archipelago. But how much do we benefit off that? Now, I like the numbers. The numbers are looking good. And you can't knock Mr. Cooper. $1.2 billion in investments in Exuma. Tourist arrivals back at 7 million. The numbers are looking good. Nobody even want to think about a little hotel blemish because, I mean, that's a small, I mean, that's just a little blemish compared to what the production's being done. And I'm sure he's still going to try to wheel back and get that deal done in Grand Bahama with Alukaya. But right now, you can't say Mr. Cooper isn't working. Working. The numbers don't lie. Now, how do we benefit from the increase by nearly 400% of cruise ship arrivals? Because remember now, prior to the new cruise port being developed, average spend was between like 21 and 25 a day. Then it jumped up to 100. But that's really nothing in compared to the region where the average spend is between 200 and 400. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, that's you. I'm sorry.
Bro, that is a really good answer. That's not it, but that's a good answer, bro. You off the beaten path. And stay on the off the beaten path. You'll probably get it. But it's not ring size, but that's a good answer. Drive me back, all right, bro?
Good.
That's a good answer right there. That's not the one I'm looking for, but it is good. Bra size is another good answer, but that's not it. Other headlines jumping out. Four Bahamian men arrested following failed human smuggling attempt. Four Bahamian men were caught trying to smuggle a group of 15 foreign nationals into the United States yesterday. This according to Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell. The smuggling attempt failed after the boat the group was on began to take on water. Said the boat left from West End, Grand Bahama around 10:40 a.m. Quoted as saying their boat took on water. Their boat took on water, and as they had to be rescued, he said. The persons are in custody, 15 foreign nationals and four Bahamians, who are expected to be charged before the courts. More headlines. 10 shot dead by police, 6 injured in 2022. Police shot and killed 10, another 6, according to statistics recently released by Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernander. In 2021, police shot and killed 11 people and injured another 9. Explanations provided police-involved shootings of that officers were in fear of their lives during confrontations with suspects. Okay. But look at the number, 10 shot dead by police, 6 injured. PM to Pintard, stay out of my business. Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday opposition leader Michael Pintard should stay out of his business regarding whether he should reshuffle his cabinet. Last week, Pintard called on Davis to reshuffle his cabinet to allow ministers to be given roles better suited to their expertise. Now, listen, that's his job, though, Mr. Davis. Mr. Pintard's job is to get in your business. That's what the leader of the opposition does, get in your business to make sure you handle your business right. And indirectly, your business is the business of the country. So it ain't really your business. It's the business of the Bahamas. And you should take a suggestion. I mean, all things considered, you should do a shuffle. Pull a page out of your predecessor's book and let Perry come in and help you lead the shuffle. He could do the shuffle while you shuffle. But there's nothing wrong with Pintard saying with what he said. You do need to reshuffle your cabinet. You need to address works. You need to address Ministry of Health. You need to address Ministry of Housing and Transport. You need to address, like, you know, the ministries you need to address. Okay, Parks and what is it? Kirby, what is it? Parks and Beaches and Parks? Need to check that out as well. Social Service, yes, you need to check out. Maybe you do need to shuffle like a deck of cards. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, all right. Yeah.
I agree with your sentiments 100%, right? But I wanted to put a question out there for you.
Okay.
And our behemoth listening audience. But cabinet has tend to have a shuffle. I mean, like, where does he get his expertise and his advice from? Like, his experience with cabinet has he shuffled?
Well, obviously he's been part of cabinets prior, correct? So he's served under other leaders, under prior administrations. So obviously, just like Mr. Davis hadn't shuffled the cabinet before in his own right, what cabinet has he shuffled before? So you need to ask the double question: which cabinet has either shuffled? Because Davis hasn't shuffled the cabinet either.
Yeah.
And he served in the same capacity. Maybe Pintar didn't serve as deputy leader, but he served in all the other capacities. So I guess they both have fielded the same experience serving under others, that they can make the decision or make the statement to shuffle the cabinet. Because if you ask me, neither Davis nor Pintar had to shuffle the cabinet or had experience to shuffle said cabinets, right?
That's kind of true. But
That is true. That's not kind of true. That is true.
Yeah, and Davis has been... deputy prime minister before, the closest next to a prime minister.
But I said, only thing safe for not being DPM, Pintard and Davis have served in similar capacities for previous administrations. They have experience. They've been in the House. They've witnessed a cabinet being shuffled. But neither has ever shuffled the cabinet. No.
Yeah. And I beg to differ with one more statement or remark you made. It's about what you said now.
No, find out who's coaching you in the background and get the question right now. I wait and make sure I get it good.
Yeah. I can let you win that one, right? But
I know. Find out what they want you to ask me. Get it right and hit me back right here. I only up 1-0. I can give you a chance to come tie it back up. You know we all good.
No problem, brother.
All right?
Appreciate
you. Yeah, be safe. Back at you. All I said is if you come my way, come correct. If you come for me, come correct. Anyhow. So, Mr. Pintard has every right to get in Mr. Davis' business because he's the leader of the opposition. So, and then you see the country going the way it's going, maybe we should reshuffle. But what say you, chime on, and should there be a reshuffle? Let me know how you all feel. Let's get to the break up, all right? And we'll get up into the buzz, all brought to you across by John Shoes. Check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. And we'll head to Freeport for the Freeport Report with Sarah Kirkby and the crew. That's all coming up as the Tuesday, January 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
John, January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes and clothing in either of our John's Shoe Stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores. 10% off Timberland brand products. 15% off Sperry Footwear. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store. John's Carewear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's. Palmdale or Carmichael Road. January 24th through 31st. To start the new year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy.
And you play.
Play Island Games.
We putting Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We
We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Your cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, and that's the Tuesday edition of Talking Heads. Tuesday, January 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 4:33 p.m. is the time, and right now, let me get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And today is the last day. You definitely, if you haven't caught up to it, you need to catch up to it today. They've had it going on for a week. But, you know, if you still got time to get into John's, both locations, okay? John's Plaza, both locations. They got crazy store-wide sales going off. Still going on. 25% off all women's items store-wide. 15% off all appliances and Sperry's. 10% off all Timberland brand items. All right, until they close today. It's been going on for a week. You got one more day left today only. All right, it's wrapping up today. So be sure to check them out. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. All right, and the buzz. Let me check out some of these answers real quick, too. Boy, y'all, woo, Lord, y'all off, boy. Clothing size, no. Bank account, no. Bank account number, no. Favorite food or color, no. Middle name, no. Favorite color, no. Birthstone, no. Shoe size, no. Not the middle name either. Not the middle initials either. All right, let's check this out in the buzz. Naughty, great show as usual. The government is only as good as the opposition. Question, do we have an opposition? Because this is the quietest opposition in Bahamas opposition history. I like Mr. Davis as a person, and Pintard is cool as they come. But how brave could tell the opposition don't get in his business? It's the opposition job to be in your grits, all in your Kool-Aid. Well, yeah, Texter, we agree or not, but I beg to differ. I don't think this opposition has been very quiet. Mr. Pintard has spoken on Bermuda Gate, SPF, FTX, carbon credits, the PM's travel budget. There's a ton of things he's spoken up and brought questions on. The whole situation with the Ministry of Works and the BPL and the hedging and so on. Come on, now, you can't say he's been quiet. That's not a fair statement to make. But I agree with you. Yeah, that is the job of the opposition. That's like telling a defensive team, don't play defense in football. Just let the offense walk down the field. Don't tackle me. Don't touch me. You can't do none of that. My job is to hit you and pop you in the mouth. What you mean I can't tackle you? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Yes. Again. What my point was, I was trying to make.
Ah, you feel back. I'm glad you come back. What you got for me?
Yeah, and you just even mentioned it too. But it's like the text said, he isn't that, at least Pintard isn't that vocal in the opposition.
I can tell the texter, what are you talking about? Bermuda Gate,
yeah.
The BPL hedge fund, all of that. So you can't say he's been quiet because he's brought up all those issues. So
yeah,
if you're going
to
call it 100.
To me, it's almost the sentiment I get from it is that Pintard doesn't really have much to oppose with the standard of work that Mr. Davis is doing, and I have a lot of problems with the work, and I think it's a lot more work that can be done. So don't let me get mislead.
No. So what do you think the work that needs to be done? Give me some examples.
I think he needs to take a sterner stand on immigration. Young man, he needs to find, I don't know, maybe go back to the founding father of the nation.
National service?
Start like some kind of military.
But a national service program for 2 years.
Yeah.
Get them out there and get them acclimated.
Young man, and stand up to the U.S. Maybe stop the Americans from bringing. I mean, I know they help us with their Coast Guard services.
But
stop letting them bring all these immigrants to us, for us to be responsible for repatriating them back to their land, right? And I don't know. There's a lot more.
That's three, like, my brother. That's three very valid points right then. That's three very hot button issues right now. They hot topics right now. Everything you brought up is what's in the national conversation. So yeah. So keep having those conversations because we need to address these issues. How long is it going to be? Do we have an immigration problem? Well, if we have a problem, shouldn't we fix the problem? And shouldn't we look at dialoguing to take the best dialogues from all sides so we could better rectify the problem, close the loopholes?
And I'm glad you mentioned that, not to cut you off.
No, yeah, go ahead.
On the next advice I had, if I had a minute to speak to Mr. Gray Davis itself, the Honorable Prime Minister of the Bahamas, right? And our next guy, too, I'd like to reach out to is Mr. Lincoln Bain. But what my concern is, or what I think is, instead of Mr. Bain and Mr. Davis being like enemies or like adversaries or like opposing team mates, why don't they try and come together? I think Mr. Lincoln Bain has a good depth and perspective of where he's coming from, and I think Brave Davis plays the next role or the next side of the coin, and I know some kind of like collaboration. I think the progressive party, I won't say progressive liberal party, I'm not making this about no in particular government itself or no party, but I think we as Bahamians in the Bahamas, as the Bahamas government, would be able to be more progressive in our forward movement in this struggle that we're in right now with all the issues that's going on. I think somebody needs to reach out to Mr. Bain, and maybe Mr. Bain maybe needs to...
Well, we don't... Now, caller, we don't have to reach out to Mr. Bain. Mr. Bain does a great enough job promoting himself. You look every day, nasty. One thing Mr. Bain is about is self-aggrandizement. No matter how he get the message out, you know the camera going to be on him. So he's not hard to find. And he's the kind of person that if you have issues, you reach out to him, he'll come and see you. I suggest what you do, caller, with some of the good ideas that you have.
And it
seems like you're undecided politically. You need to look to get into local government. Reach out to my good friend, Tennille Burrows at Rise Bahamas, and get all the information you can on local government. You would be great in local government because you're in the community, you're in the situation, you know what's going on, and you know all the stories that all these political parties have brought you over the time, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I would suggest you go right into local government because I think you're the kind of person that could actually be suited for it, could dialogue with all the parties concerned, and at the end of the day, maintain what the neighborhood, with the community that you're representing really needs. So I think that's where you need to go with that. Don't get caught up in the fray because a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. You know what I mean? A lot of snake oil salesmen in politics, so you got to watch out. And remember, a lot of times, you have to consider the message and you have to consider the messenger, especially in politics, because you know what they say? Politics breeds strange bedfellows. Very, very strange bedfellows. All right. My God. We have a winner. We have a winner. And I'm sure today now, because he's a winner, I'm going to be right back into full Laker status. All right? But we got a winner. And it's a good answer. I don't know how. Yeah, it took a minute to get to it. But they got it. And I'm checking through. Yeah, blood type. Blood type. Yep. And the text who texted it in at 4:35, I'm sorry, I'm not referring to you because somebody texted it in at 4:31. Yeah. Wow. What a day. What a day. Yeah, actually, it was 4:25. So they are right. We had that way in before. He said, I'm a winner there, but good answers. Okay, but Jesus, these are my answers. My God. Okay. Don't expect to see you, Naughty, out there, but many of us will be out to support the imperfect Lincoln Bain. We want our sovereign wealth fund. It belongs to us, not Brave Davis. For those who love the treatment they get and continue what you're doing. Well, first of all, you ain't got to tell me about no march, because I was part of another march, way bigger than any march you'll probably see tomorrow. And it had another political opportunist at the front, and we know where that led to, all right? The whole suspect senator. So forgive me if I live by the credo, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And there are a lot of similarities. So do what your heart desires. Do what you think is best for you. But don't tell me who to support or how to support, because as you see, I have many platforms where my cause is from, okay? But if you need me to legitimize your march by showing up, ask nicely and Uncle Naughty may show. How about that? What else is going on? Naughty, just a point for PM Davis. Every taxpaying Bahamian has a right to get in the government business. It's not his business. It's our business. We pay his salary. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Naughty looks like the COI is a new opposition party, too. So is the DNA and the ABC and the LMNOP. So, yeah. I mean, the BDF as well. Naughty Dog in the Minutes looking to challenge Pintard. That would turn a lot of people off from the FNM. People seem to be on Pintard's run and done with Minutes. Yeah, that remains to be seen. But like I always say, despite all the failings so far, this administration, if they want another 5 years, just let the FNM roll out a ticket. Dr. Minutes is the lead. All the PLP got to do is tie for another 5. Y'all can come for your prizes whenever you all want, you know. Fully loaded. Now, Texter, you need to send me your information. You talking about show you the money. You need to show me your info so I can give you the prize. You didn't give me the prize. I can't give you the info. Anyway, let's go to Freeport. We got Sarah Kirkby lined up. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, what's good down in Grand Bahama? I know you've been busy. I thank you for jumping in. I know you've been traveling. I know Darren's busy, but what's going on in Grand Bahama? What good news do you have for us from Grand Bahama?
We got good news. What's all been happening this week?
I know. You're all on a roll. You're all on a streak.
Well, that hard-working Chester Cooper has been here.
I tell you, man.
With you on that one?
Yeah, man. Hey, Chester working hard. $1.2 billion in Exuma, and the cruise number's up. I'm telling you. I need some stopovers in Grand Bahama, New Providence, though. Not just the islands. I need to see some of that buck here, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he said. He talked about, I miss him. Speaking at the hotel last weekend on Friday night, they had a meeting with all the tourist executives. And so that's our lead story this week. And so that's all straight. But his challenge is there. Sorry, I'm getting an echo. Are you getting a feedback?
No, I'm good. It might just be you, but I'm good on this end.
Okay, good. Thank goodness I wasn't getting that. Okay, kind of gone now. All right, good. So they had... He really put out a challenge, I would say. He's telling people that we need more reasons for people to get off the ships and to go into the island and do tours. I would say that our tourism professionals that are out there that are promoting Grand Bahama need to understand our island better. And we do have great tours. We do have places for them to go. Every local here in Grand Bahama can tell you west, east, Banana Bay, Stone Crab, all the places to go to, Taino Beach. So there is a lot to do. So I think it's got to be a lot of it as well. I know from working in the cruise ship industry, you have to work with the people that are on board and they have to promote you. And, you know, you've got to get them to get the people off the ship and into the island. So that's something that everybody has to deal with. So I do understand his challenge. It makes sense. We do need to push and have more tours, but I do also think that the tourism, this is my personal opinion, the tourism professionals have to also push with the cruise ships to make sure that when they come into Grand Bahama, that they say to them, hey, you know, they're go off the ship, go and do the tours, go and visit the island. I know today there's 7,000 cruise ship passengers on the island. And it is a friend of mine has headed up Senior Frogs. She was telling me how packed it is. So that's good to hear. But we have to get them to do other experiences as well. You need to see how gorgeous Grand Bahama is so that you get back and come back and see some of our 44 beaches that Rudy talks about in this article today that we've got as our lead story. And then when you do come back, you have a great place to stay at. Pelican Bay has just spent $4 million renovating their suites. And I know Magnus and Della and Petra and their team have been working really hard. They stayed open during all hurricanes. And so they, as far as I know, every time they've had these storms, they try their best to renovate as much as they can to keep their places looking modern. They've also incorporated a lot of overnight stay possibilities. So, you know, it's almost like in comparison to what an Airbnb would have with kitchen facilities as well for people staying longer. So they have those really, these great suites they've added to their portfolio. And they're in a great location right near Port Lucaya, right on the canal, access to the beach, access to a great bar downstairs, the Flying Fish restaurant. So it's a great hotel. And they also got a lot of kudos from the DPM on what they've done as well. And what I love about this story, which I think you'd like, Naughty, as well, is that Magnus really told everybody to use local contractors. And with everything that's coming in with new business, he really implored everybody to make sure that you didn't go outside, but that you worked with local contractors here in Grand Bahama, which I think was really great.
I mean, I'm really starting to think, you know, maybe do my own thing in Grand Bahama, man. you know, the property on the canal, life, you got some property on the canal, you know what I mean? And
yeah, boy.
Throw something up there and, you know, do a Joker's in Freeport.
I'm telling you, we got the space, we got buildings, we're ready for you.
Hey, the more I see, you know, Mr. Cooper doing his thing, man, you got that hotel running too now, you got that airlift, yeah. Right, boy, and yeah, you might have to do a thing.
He did say that March 31st, there will be building going on at the airport. He has not said who the contractor is or who's gotten the job, but he is determined, and I am all for that. We're going to do an update on what's happening out at the airport in a couple weeks, so I would say stay tuned, but he is on it. And as Magnus Alnebeck would tell you from Pelican Bay, this is a minister of tourism who has been here more than the last minister of tourism ever came to Freeport.
And I'm telling you, man, I mean, like I say, one thing about Mr. Cooper, he's always on the go. He's working.
He is. He's good. And we need it. We need that push.
And numbers like that. Arrivals up 80%. Good numbers, man.
Yeah, we've got to get our, you know, we really have to get back on track. It is so great now when you drive around and you see all the great tours back out and you see the double-decker buses that Forbes Travel Agency has, and they're full of people. It's so great to see on the island. I went to Banana Bay the other day. I couldn't even get a place to sit. It was packed. I mean, packed to the rims. And it was such a gorgeous beach day. So it was fantastic to see that. And Club Fortuna is doing some great numbers. Sorry, Viva Wyndham. I'm so used to calling them Club Fortuna. So it's good. It's good to see tourists back. And I just hope the pressure stays up with the airlift, because a lot of people want airlift to get here for longer term stays.
I'm keeping an eye on that, man. We get that airlift consistent, man.
People got a chance to bounce back.
Like, really.
Yeah. As we've discussed, I mean, I don't need this huge, amazing airport. I just need a decent airport with a conveyor belt for our furniture, for our bags that coming off the line, and a little bit more space. It just needs to go back to where it was, to that level would be good. I mean, but if they're going to build us a nice airport, fantastic, but it's got to get going for the island. And I really do wish some luck with getting the main hotel sold. It will make a huge difference to those people in Port Lucaya Marketplace and make it revive again. So it's good.
Well, I appreciate you as always, Sarah. Thank you for chiming in.
I finished. I got more to tell you.
Let's go then. I didn't know. I mean, you sounded all sentimental. You caught up on this one, boy.
Yeah, sorry. I go in big this time. I just have to talk to you about Junior Junkanoo. Everyone is so excited it's back. Junior Junkanoo here has always been so fantastic. These kids are amazing. And into this year's Junkanoo, it was off the chain. I was so impressed with everybody. They made such an effort. It was huge turnout. But I think Junior Junkanoo is going to be just as amazing. There's 20 schools participating. And we have a writer that works for us who also works at the Beacon School, which is our special needs school. And I'm so excited because
awesome.
They're going to perform. And, you know, we were talking to the principal, and she was saying, you know, our kids aren't the academic brightest ones, but for them to join in and to learn that they can play the cowbells and the drum, they beat the drums and the costumes, this is huge for them. And it's 25 years of this school being open, and they've just gotten some new corporate some corporate help that's going to be announced in the next couple of days, which is great. And it's, you know, anybody can help these schools. It's amazing for them to participate. It's so good, and it's keeping the culture alive in our schools, and it's great. We've got a good story on that today. We also have a nice little eyeful. The Rand Memorial Hospital grounds are being readied for these new units. I mean, we will go back to having more beds. Right now at the Rand, it is very difficult. They are short of beds, and this is hopefully going to ease that problem and also make it a lot easier for the people that are working in emergency as well, especially those people, you know, that have been sitting outside and not being inside a building. You know, this is just not a way for us to handle things. So we're all looking forward to that happening. And then we also do have our monthly police roundup. I'll let you read that one on your own.
All right. Sound like I got some out-the-work material to read, some green room material to read at Jokers tonight.
There you go. But I would tell you, yes, you do, because the first story is very interesting.
I glanced it already, Sarah. That's why I said green room material.
It definitely is.
We're going to have some fun talking to my comedian brethren over that
exactly.
one.
Exactly. What about the three ladies in the car? Anyhow.
Anyway.
And you've got to also, though, please pick up the paper there today. Everyone is, you know, always excited about what's happening with Carnival for Grand Bahama, and they have put a great ad in our paper today, and it is something about bidding. So you want to get in there and have a look. If you're a retailer or you're looking to do a business with Carnival, I would suggest you get the paper today and check that out.
All right. Good stuff, Sarah. I appreciate you. We'll hear again from you next Tuesday. All right.
Well, we've got some good stuff ready for you next Tuesday. Don't worry. We're already on that.
There you go,
we're
man.
Ready for you.
All right. So we look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday. All right. Thanks so much. All as right. always, be safe. We'll talk next Tuesday. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. And once we get to the break, I'll be back out here on the flip side to hit you up with your global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And, you know, get you into the 5 o'clock hour. I got some info from Duncan as well. So I got you all hooked up with that, and we'll get you to the news. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, January 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. The style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options and the prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Attention.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
John's January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, and clothing in either of our John's Shoe Stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing Store. 10% off Timberland brand products. 15% off Sperry Footwear. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store. John's Carewear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's. Palmdale or Carmichael Road. January 24th through 31st. To start the New Year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Your cars, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Tuesday edition, the Tuesday, January 31st edition continues right now. And can somebody tell me what the heck happened to January? Man, Grammy, I thought we just come in, but Happy New Year. What was going on? January was not checking for 2023. January did not want to be a part of 2023. January came in, did what January's supposed to do. Happy New Year, you know what I mean? Couple of holidays up front, and hey, I'm getting out of here. Wait. January had to be the most do-nothing month of all for the year so far. Let's hope February pick up a little bit. You know what I mean? Because January just went through the motions and got out of town. Gone. Because I swear we just coming off that double whammy holiday weekend. Where we at now? What? All right, so we got today in sports history. You know how we kick it off when we get into the sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss out on that. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right. On this day in sports history, January 31st, 1920, Joe Malone, NHL record with 7 goals in a game. 1961 in Houston, Texas, voters approved financing for a dome stadium, which eventually became the Houston Astrodome. 1998, Herb Alpert performed the U.S. National Anthem at the Super Bowl. That would be Super Bowl 22. The Washington Redskins beat the Denver Broncos 42-10. 1999, the Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 33. It was their second consecutive Super Bowl win. 2003, the Chicago White Sox announced a deal that would change the name of Comiskey Park after a 93-year association with the Comiskey name. And your sports quote of the day, it's a round ball and a round bat, but you got to hit it square. Pete Rose, Cincinnati Reds, who should be a Hall of Famer in my book. After all this time, put the man in the hall. All right. Mr. Producer, look out for Earl the Pearl. He should be zooming. If he's not air frying. So just keep an eye out. And while we wait on Pearly, I'll get up into the home court, the local sports coverage, the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And try that meat whopper. That is off the chain. Okay? Get it as a combo or get it by itself. And don't forget the plant-based whopper going on as well. Everything whopper, just plant-based. You don't want to miss out on that. Waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's jump on in. Bison honor Thompson on Senior Day. The Heyman leads team past the Cardinals. Errol, the siblings, and Taylor also in action. It was Senior Day for Howard University and Bahamian Collegiate swimmer Luke Kennedy Thompson as he was honored for his 4 years representing the Bison. He, along with four other Bahamians, were in action in their duel against Catholic University on Saturday. Thompson helped the men's team take down the Catholic University in NCAA Division I action. Errol Thompson III and Mark Anthony Thompson were also in action for the Howard University Bison's men team. They have a 6-2 win-loss record on the season. So keep an eye on that. Glad to see locals doing big things. It's such a prestigious university as well, too. Howard University. Legendary homecomings back in the day. My college days, boy, we used to make that mission from Florida. All the way up to the East Coast for the Howard homecoming. Now, anyhow. List of qualifiers for the Bahamas reaches 20. Darvinique Dean and her Red Nine Athletics teammate, Bailey Major, both qualified for the 2023 Carifta Games at the third annual Oak Tree Sonia Knowles Track Classic, hosted by the Red Nine Athletics this past weekend. Both young ladies qualified in the under-17 girls 400-meter hurdles. Dean won in a blazing personal best time of 101.45. Major finished second in 104.18. UB blanks the Renegades 3-0. The University of Bahamas UB Mingos men's soccer team got a huge win on Sunday, turning back the Renegades 3-0 at the Roscoe A.L. Davis soccer field. The Mingos got a goal from Ronaldo Green, another one from Joshua Johnson, also scored on a penalty kick from Green as well. So there you have it. Good stuff for the Mingos. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Pearly zoomed in already, right? What's going on, Pearly?
In this corner.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, man. Hope all is good with you.
What was
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nani. Yeah, what was the answer to the trivia?
The answer to the trivia question was blood type.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Thanks for listening. Yeah, thank Pearly. What's going on, Pearly? How was your Tuesday?
My Tuesday has been actually very nostalgic. Nostalgic. A little out of it today.
That ain't nostalgic.
NBA lift me up.
Delirious. That's what it was. So why was you out of it, Matt? Was you, what happened? The air fryer broke down? What, the Dodgers didn't sign somebody in the stove league? What's going on?
Actually, one of my air fryers broke down. I'm very upset about that. I need to go inquire into a new air fryer.
You need to do that. You are the king of air fryers.
Yes, that's my basket one went bad. I have an oven one and I have a basket one. The basket one went bad. I need to get me a new basket one.
Okay, the one with the basket. We're pretty united writing down jokes right here, right? You ain't need the one with the basket.
Am I setting myself up?
Too late. You'll hear it later.
Oh, Father.
Real quick, as we wrap up the local scene, the Bertram McPhee basketball tournament is going on, and the inaugural Bertram McPhee Memorial basketball tournament was staged on Saturday at the Shirley Street Basketball Park. The Street Legends organization hosted the Memorial Basketball Tournament. And Member of Parliament for Freetown Constituency, Minister of National Security, Raymond Rowe, was there to present the trophies. Good to see them come out and honor Bertram like that. And you know, through the sport of basketball. And, maybe we need to do something at Shirley Street Park there, probably. Look like that need a little facelift. It's a great park, you know. Tucked away can play some good ball.
It is.
But it needs a little touch up. It needs a little facelift. We need to look at, you know, maybe we should see if we could do something.
That's the one by Camp Road?
Correct. Right there by Tito's Barbershop. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that puts a wrap right there on the local scene, on the local coverage. But we had more qualifiers for Carifta. I don't know if you caught that as we came in. And UB Mingo's doing big things in soccer. And then had one of our own honored as a senior, Luke Kennedy Thompson, up there at Howard University for his four-year contributions to the swim program. And they got a 6-2 record right now. And they're looking pretty impressive. And that's in swimming, something that SAC isn't as familiar with as like St. Andrews and other schools, but we understand.
No, we may come second or third to St. Andrews and QC when it comes to swimming. I don't run away from that.
But in track and field, you would bust big hole in us, right? I know.
More than just bust big hole in you.
I tell
you. More than just bust big hole in
you. So, Pearly, let me ask you this, man.
Mm-hmm.
As we slide into the who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And big up to the Tropical Gyros crew, man. You got them on Mackie and Rosetta, open until 6. Out there in JFK, R&D Plaza, open until 7. Ample opportunity for you to get your gyros on, man. If you haven't experienced it, you need to, man. It is like one of the hottest, you know, items among foodies in the 242. You definitely want to check out Tropical Gyros. So,
pick
up the chef and the crew, man. Chef Comer and the gang. But boy, Pearly, if you look at who's in and who's out, you got to start, it's in. Adam Schefter reporting, this 25 minutes old, Adam Schefter reporting the Saints are receiving Broncos 2023 first round and 2024 second round picks for head coach Sean Payton.
Wow.
Sean wonderful. Payton is going to Denver.
I knew that was going to happen. Somebody was hoping it was going further south. But no, they're stopping right in Colorado where it's legal.
Let me be honest with you, Pearly. That's why yesterday, when you said Fadio signed with the Dolphins, I was like, okay, Peyton's going to take that year off. He's just testing the waters. Because look at the jobs out there. But obviously Denver signed that ticket. You know what I mean? They put the money where the mouth is. Now Denver's defense is going to be an issue. But then again, maybe Fadio told them, listen, Sean, you're my boy, but I'm not going back to Denver to be your defensive coordinator. I had an experience there already.
Yeah.
So maybe he don't want to be in the building with Sean, and that's why he took the deal with you guys. But now that leaves Sean Payton to find a defensive coordinator. Gus Edwards, recently released by the Cowboys, is a good candidate for that. We'll see what they do in Denver, but they got a lot of work to do. And can Sean Payton reclaim the career, salvage the career of Russell Wilson? Could he be the quarterback whisperer?
I think he can.
But listen, they're giving up draft picks. So in the draft this year, who are they going to draft? They're giving up their first round pick?
Yeah, but Nutty, I'm still telling you, and I still think that team was not as bad a team as we saw this year.
Fair enough.
The right coaching and the right stuff, that can be a much better team. So they may not need as many pieces as you think. And you're only giving up two picks. You're not giving in like two rounds. You get 7 rounds. And a lot of the great players come out in the 3rd and 4th rounds. You know that.
But that, you remember they gave up a ton for Russell Wilson too.
That's all right.
Sean 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, a 5th-rounder.
He's not taking that if he don't think he could do something special there.
We'll see. That's a lot of work to do with Sean Payton going there, but we'll keep an eye on it. And now, here's the deal. Now, all of a sudden, the Broncos made a late push for D'Amico Ryans before hiring Sean Payton as head coach. The Broncos reportedly reached a deal to get Sean Payton, but they had to make a late push. This is after the Broncos made a late push to hire former San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans on Tuesday before he agreed to become the new head coach of the Houston Texans.
Oh, Ryan's going to the Texans?
So he went to the Texans. He agreed with the Texans, and they moved and finalized it on Sean Payton. So actually, Sean Payton was the second choice. Ryan's must have really impressed on those interviews, bro. But again, I'm leery of the Texans, though. Look what they've done to African-American coaches the past 2 seasons.
I know, but because the guys didn't perform and they got fired. What does that really mean? I mean, the teams did lousy and they got fired because they're black, that's doing something to African Americans. So what happened to the white ones that got fired? Like your Keller and others.
Kellen Moore.
Kellen, sorry. Yeah. The only argument that some people have is the Brian Flores firing because the record that the Dolphins ended up with this year. But Brian Flores didn't have as many injuries and all that. So that ain't going to faze me. Other than that, you win, you keep your job, you lose, you'll be fired. And the color of the skin is actually determining whether you're hired, but it cannot be determining whether you're fired. When I say determining you're being hired, is that the NFL is pushing for a certain amount of blacks or minority head coaches and coaches, that sometimes people just hiring them just to get that coach in there and maybe not be the right one. I don't know who they had in Houston was the right coach for them. I don't know his super success in the past.
I think, but I'll be honest with you, you know. We're seeing a lot of that, how should I say it, color card being played in the NFL.
Yes, too many times.
Let me bring up something.
If you ain't performed, you lose your job. And not because you black, you get fired 1 year. Plenty coaches get fired 1 year. Plenty white coaches were fired in 1 year.
Now, Pearly, I just want to let you see something here, okay? And I want the Texans and callers to help me with this. And you're the perfect person to help me with this because I know I'm going to get an objective answer on this because you're familiar with both quarterbacks in question, okay? Now, Josh Allen for the regular season had 4,283 passing yards, 35 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 96.6 passer rating, all right? Now, look over here. My homeboy, Dak Prescott, minus 5 games because of injury, 2860 in passing yards, 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, 92 passer rating. Why is Dak trash to the white media in America, but Josh Allen an MVP candidate?
What was Dallas's record?
12-5.
What was Buffalo's record?
12-5.
No, they were 13-4. Because of the playoff loss.
14-3 to our 12-5.
Okay. All right.
But considering Dak missed five games, we played five games without our starter. So all things considered
Understood. I'm not going to get into the race argument, but they're always looking for that face that looks a lot like them.
Okay, career stats, Dak Prescott.
Because numbers of good white quarterbacks are slim and few. No. Numbers of good white quarterbacks coming out of college is very few now. I mean, every time you look, there's a black quarterback in the NFL right now who's either starting or backing up. And I think if we do the numbers, it's probably, back in the day, it was probably 64-4. And now it's probably 40-20, something or something like that, if we look at it.
Well,
and I'd like to do a survey to see how many black quarterbacks are out there in the NFL compared to whites.
Correct. I mean, this is a conversation we need to have because I think that, certain positions in sports.
I think a part of it is they expect so much out of Dak and they expect so much out of Dallas because of it's America's team, because of Jerry and all that. And when they lose, the loss goes on the quarterback, outside of that number 58 from Cincinnati, Joseph, but we'll leave him alone for now. The loss goes on the quarterback. And so Josh Allen has been winning. He hasn't had some bad losses during the season. He's had very good losses. He hasn't done anything that will make you a controversial loss compared to what Dak has gone through. So all that plays a part of it, you know. All that plays a part of it.
Yeah, when you look at it, Buffalo is jerk water compared to Dallas.
Because he is white, he is getting that extra 1 or 2 points or extra plus or extra whatever you want to call it. Yes, he is. Is it right? No. But that's life. In the great United States of America, especially you don't think Trump great.
Now, yeah, but So let's keep an eye on that, how that plays out. This season, I'm definitely keep an eye on that, you know.
I would.
But apparently, D'Amico Ryans, more stuff popping up now. D'Amico Ryans, it was absolutely blowing people away on these interviews.
From what I understand, yes.
And now, apparently, the 49ers are looking to interview Chris Harris, the Titans' passing game coordinator, for their defensive coordinator, Adam Schefter.
Okay.
So now you start to see the rumblings of the NFL offseason. Because unlike baseball, they get it done early. So focus on the draft, to set the salary cap. Not like baseball, but we do it still out there lingering, dragging slippers, figuring where they can play.
Because baseball don't have a April draft, but you need to put some things in place so you can know who you're picking up. Baseball draft is in June. Those players are drafted, don't come into the league for 3 or 4 years. So they really know who they got coming up to, double A, high A, double A, triple A. So they don't have to get everything done quickly. They could drag it out. The big names will go quickly, as we've seen. And then those midterm, then mid-level free agents and stuff will take a little while to figure out where they want to go after teams and figure out how much money they got, who they got playing this position. And now you'll see you should see a furious signings probably coming up in the next month.
Definitely, I think.
Those who are left off, those who don't have a team, yes, yeah.
Correct. And you're going to see some big players go for some smaller deals. The 49ers also looking at Steve Wilks, former head coach of the Panthers, who I think should have got that job. He did a good job with them. Apparently now he's also another candidate to interview for defensive coordinator with the 49ers. So.
Okay.
Now, another interesting tidbit I saw, speaking of free agency, Pearly, as you know, we're talking about the NFL offseason. Here's a list of a couple of NFL free agents who could blow up on new teams in 2023. Top of the list. I got 8 of them for you. All right? So I'll go 1 through 8. The top of the list would be Kareem Hunt, running back from the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt's career is at a crossroads. After an injury-marred 2021 season, Hunt saw both his role in Cleveland Browns offense and his pre-snap productivity decline in 2022. He averaged 3.8 yards per carry. That's a career low. Trade rumors were swirling, but he's only 27. And he admitted to reporters in November that he was open to moving on from the Browns. So, at this point, a change of scenery is undoubtedly the best thing for Hunt's career. As the 2022 season wore on, his role in Cleveland's offense decreased, but now him to pop up somewhere else. All right? Now, he's probably has the ability to be a lead back in the NFL. He just needs the opportunities in the carries, and he's still 27. If some team gives him one, his next contract should be substantially smaller than the deals running backs like Saquon Barkley and David Montgomery are going to get this spring, but he could still be a valuable cog. I think he might be somebody the Dolphins need to look at, Pearly, considering your running back situation. And he's a good pass catcher coming out of the backfield. Another one, number 2 on the list, wide receiver DJ Shark. All right, he signed a 1-year deal with the Detroit Lions for $10 million. And they were likely hoping for more than 30 catches, 502 receiving yards. But on the other hand, he was one of the NFL's more effective big play generators this past season. So for somebody looking for speed down the field and getting open, you got some suitors. Potentially even my Cowboys who are looking for some speed, so I hear. Jacoby Myers from the Patriots there, Pearly. You familiar with that guy? We still got Pearly or he fell in the fryer? You there?
I'm here.
Jacoby Myers is up there now. Do you think he stays in New England or you think he goes elsewhere and starts? I think he's a New England kind of guy.
He has to find a system similar to that.
Oh, he stays in New England.
He'd probably take a couple of dollars and stay in New England, a couple less dollars and stay in New England.
The number 4 ranked free agent on this list, and somebody you were high about and been talking about in the offseason, tight end Mike Gesicki. I think he ends up somewhere else and blows up. What say you?
Yeah, probably like in Vegas or someplace like that.
No, Vegas has 2 good tight ends in Waller and Moreau. I'm thinking more maybe Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, who needs a tight end.
That's possible because he needs he He's a pass catching tight end. He's not a blocking tight end. He doesn't fit in our system. So he really needs to be at a team where he can excel and become a good tight end. And you know, I'd hate to see him go, but that's the nature of the business.
But now the other one on the list, injury risk, but they say if he stays healthy, he could be a steal. This is Marcus Davenport, edge rusher from the Saints.
Okay.
Number six on the list, linebacker David Long Jr. from the Titans. Yeah, he says he wants to stay in Tennessee, but he could become a free agent casualty, a cap casualty, meaning they got to spend money elsewhere.
Nine of the ten of them will always say they won't stay there.
So we'll see. But see, Tennessee's $23.7 million over the salary cap. That's a big chunk to be over the cap. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. The Dolphins bill.
Nah, here's somebody that might work for you, Pearly. And you all need a corner in Miami. Cornerback Byron Murphy from the Cardinals.
Yeah, because I don't think Byron Jones is coming back.
No, I'm thinking y'all going to cut him. And I hope Dallas could get him on the cheap if he's healthy. And then safety Jesse Bates, who's always been rumored to leave in free agency, but somehow remains in Cincinnati.
Okay.
But apparently...
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, after the loss to the Chiefs, he's up out of Cincinnati this year. He's going to be gone. So those are eight free agents that I think could make a difference. I thought the article was interesting, and I think it was well put together in the sense that, you look at some of those guys, they would be a good fit elsewhere. I think Kareem Hunt could fit in for you guys. Solid. At that running back position,
so I like
it. It's not a pricey signing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the first break, Pearly. Flip side of the break. We'll continue who's in and who's out, and then we'll get to our pro picks. And of course, we got Rich Eisen taking us home again today, or maybe Cowherd. One of those two. They had some good NFL points as well. And we got to talk some NBA. The return of the King tonight, there, Pearly. After the Lakers got roughed up in Brooklyn. All right. We'll see what the Lakers got in store now over the next couple of weeks. Got everybody back. Trade deadline approaching. Let's see what we could do. All right. The Tuesday edition of Talking Heads, the January 31st edition of Talking Heads, continues right after this.
Alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covered me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave, there you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
'Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Your cast. Last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And the Tuesday, January 31st edition continues right now. And Sparky, I see you texting me in, man. Sparky, listen, if you miss me in the 4 o'clock hour, man, it's all good. Yeah, catch me tomorrow. Phones is crazy busy today. You know it's all good. Mi casa es tu casa, Sparky. It's all good. All right. So, Pearly, we got Pearly back or Pearly in the fryer?
Yeah. Back again, bro.
We out here.
So
yeah, that's Sean. That's Sean Payton.
I think that's awesome. I tell you, I think Russell needs a quarterback coach. You can't get better than that. And I think it's gonna be good for that Denver. Denver, that division, the Chargers got a little rush coming up on them. And Kansas City. Kansas in that division too? No, Kansas in that division. Right?
Yeah, KC is in that division.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Some news so coming.
They can be in there.
Some news coming out of the NBA, Pearly. Now, you know, my second team, you know, the Lakers are my first team. But my favorite player plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant. Looks like the Grizzlies.
Stop liking Bond, but anyway, go ahead.
Listen.
I always wanted to say that to somebody. I've never ever said that to anybody ever.
Well, since we're doing that, when it comes to the Dodgers, stop liking Dodger Blue, man, completely. Okay?
Okay. But I won't stop loving the Dodgers, especially Kershaw.
Man, likery at its finest, right there. The man crush is strong. Yes. Boy, you couldn't get off that, eh?
Yes.
Well, here's something that
you should have seen him when Pedro Guerrero was there.
Oh God! Shut up about Pedro Guerrero, bro. I didn't like Pedro because he used to juck my Yankees. Okay. and what amazed me about Pedro, Fernando Valenzuela, they brought him straight across the border from Guadalajara. Said he was like a 28-year-old rookie. We all know he's 45 at the time, because I think he's 112 now. And he learned English in a matter of 6 weeks. And he had his translator for his career, but he had them same, you know, he learned enough English in the first 6 weeks to survive. Pedro Martinez, yeah. I mean, Pedro Guerrero was in the damn Dodger organization 10 years, still can't speak English.
Yeah, that's true. Probably never tried.
No. At least Sammy had... Baseball had been very, very good to me. Can you pass me the bleaching cream? You know that? I mean, Sammy had it down. All right, but back to the Memphis story. The Grizzlies look like they're positioning themselves to make a blockbuster trade with the Toronto Raptors for OG Anunoboy. And that dude
Van,
right there.
Van Fleet too, right?
Huh?
They wanted Van Fleet as well, didn't they?
Well, that might be part of the deal because, you know, they're looking to get young in Toronto. But in either way, Memphis, that's a huge upgrade for Memphis. Makes them, they're a contender now. But I think it gives them the extra juice to take on some of the top contenders like Golden State, you know, that nemesis, and that Denver team with Jokic. And don't forget, you know, you look at him right now. Antetokounmpo is averaging 16.9 points, 5.5 rebounds, leading the league in steals at 2.1 a game, averaging 2 assists a game, and he's shooting 45% from the floor and 36.6% from deep. And he's a defensive specialist.
Yeah.
So you see why you want somebody like that. He's bringing it all to the table, bro. And they're willing to part with 3 first-round picks for this guy because, you know, Memphis is loaded with draft picks and capital.
They want him that bad?
Yeah, man. So they willing to, you know, they're willing to spend.
I like that.
If they make that addition, that Memphis Grizzly team is going to be solid, bro. I tell you not a word of lie. So I'm keeping my eye on that. That's another addition. Some other.
I guess we'll be keeping you.
And another addition to Memphis. And I don't know if he sticks around or they trade him. But Danny Green was injured. Danny Green comes back for the Grizzlies now.
Oh, yes.
Out of that 3-ball. Memphis needs to be seriously considered as a title contender if all these pieces fall back into place as they should. And if they won. So I'm looking at Memphis and they're young. Pearly, they're young. And then finally,
very young.
Keeping it in the Morant family. Let me just let you know how proud is Ja Morant's pops, because the sister of Memphis Grizzlies superstar Ja Morant is on the radar. And guess what? Guess who's recruiting her? Mississippi Valley State.
Oh, okay.
For basketball. All right. And that's okay. That's the first Division I school to offer Tania Morant a scholarship offer. She's a 5'3 senior point guard at Houston High School near Memphis. All right? And she's averaging 12.5 points per game, about 8 assists. All right? So I think she might be on the radar. That's a basketball family right there, man.
I've seen a couple of TikTok stuff on her. She got skills. She got good dribbling skills.
Yeah, man. She's decent. So we'll see.
She got some good dribbling skills.
And NBA trade deadline is coming up, Pearly. You think the Lakers should do something? Yeah, Memphis is getting ready to do that thing. But do you think?
Who you think would you do that? Well, I don't know. I don't know if the Lakers can still pull the trigger on something. I guess this road trip can determine just what they do, if they're going to be able to make a push or not.
Yeah.
So time will tell. Time will tell. I basically anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to make no comments.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think it's another wasted opportunity for the Lakers. And I'll tell you why. Post All-Star game, if they don't get on a run, you know what I mean? To position.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere again.
Yeah.
And Darvin Ham is coaching his behind off. I'm out of Darvin Ham at all. But you got to look at the big picture. And that big picture says they got to make improvements. They got to make additions. And maybe they got to make some subtractions without additions. You know that kind of way?
Let's wait to see what they do. I'm sure he has a plan. He's a damn good coach, so, you know, I don't want to do much.
He is a good coach. I have no problem with Darvin Ham. I really don't. Now, this is a good one right here. And this with Rich Eisen taking us home with today. You know your boy Tom Brady was rumored to Miami, right, Pearly? Well, apparently now, guess where his destination is. Guess where the destination
Las Vegas?
Is? Nope. This destination bumped Las Vegas to number 2.
The Jets?
No, sir. Think about it. I mean,
New Orleans.
No, you 0-3.
Jacksonville. Going to be Jacksonville.
0-4.
I don't know. I tied guessing.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, actually, you know what? I heard something about that. It was a story on ESPN and asking, should they go with him, Garoppolo, or fit for him?
Well, Trey Lance is still recovering.
I forgot that.
Trey Lance is still recovering, okay? And Purdy now is facing, he damaged that ulnar.
Purdy.
He damaged the ulnar ligament in the elbow. That, you know what that does for pitchers, buddy. That's a year and a half. So he looking
That's Tommy John surgery, exactly what Bueller has gone through. That's Tommy John surgery. So
basically.
6 months before he can start doing anything.
That's a six-month layup before you could even do nothing. All you could do for 6 months is squeeze the foam ball to keep the circulation in your arm going. That's it. You can't do nothing. Can't lift nothing. Can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Go have one of them big extended braces on. You know what I mean? That's what Purdy's up against. Trey Lance has the injury that he's coming back with. That wasn't an easy injury. Just ask Dak Prescott. Very similar. Garoppolo, I think, wants out of that situation. He was injured, and he wants greener pastures, especially if the Jets opening up the door and the checkbook for him. Perfect scenario, Mr. Producer. Checks on my, I send you. All right. That's the perfect scenario right now. Brady fits in perfectly. Perfectly. Okay. What do they have, Purdy? They have a running game up the wazoo. McCaffrey and Mitchell. Yeah. Okay?
Yes.
McCaffrey, look, Mitchell could be the bell cow. McCaffrey could turn into the James White kind of guy, still getting yards rushing and receiving. They got a solid tight end in Kittle and the backup. Okay?
Great tight end in Kittle.
Right, and his backup is solid is what I'm saying. I said they got an awesome tight end in Kittle. The backup is solid too. You got Brandon Ayuk as a blossoming, developing receiver. That could be the big play guy down the field. Debo Samuels becomes his underneath guy. Dink and dunk and run after the ball. It's a perfect scenario, and he got a stupid defense. So you don't need Brady to get you no more than 20, 23 points a game, which is doable with that offense and that defense. Yep. So I think that they're Correct in a the great movement. Position. They're in an awesome position to do what they need to do. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Rich Eisen's going to break it down for us on the way home today in the final 10. So let's get to tonight's NBA games that we need to pick right now. And, of course, you know, it's all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the Island Game always reminds you to play and bet responsibly. But listen, check out their sports book. It is the best in all the land. Multiple options to play, multiple options to win. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. 7 p.m., we got the Heat and the Cavaliers. 7:30, we got the Lakers and the Knicks. 8 p.m., we got the Clippers and the Bulls. 8 p.m., Hornets and the Bucks. 10 p.m. game, Pelicans and the Nuggets. This is who I like tonight, Purdy. I like the Cavs.
I like the Cavs.
I like the Bucks.
I like the Bucks.
And I like the Nuggets.
I like the Nuggets.
And just to round it off.
I like the Lakers.
I like the Lakers with Bron coming back.
Yeah.
Those are my four right there. Lakers over the Knicks, Cavs over the Heat, Bucks over the Hornets, Nuggets over the Pelicans. Bet it, set it, and forget it. There you go.
And bet it.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on them and see how they turned out tomorrow. And remember, you can always...
And in college basketball, look out for Alabama to make a bounce back and walk all over Vanderbilt today.
Yeah, I like that. I like that game, too. I like that. If you like the college game and to watch, a lot of college games to watch tonight, too. And I strongly suggest people, now if you do like college basketball, February now is the month. They're right in the middle of conference play. They've got all their games out of the way. They're playing conference. It's meaningful basketball. You got the tournaments coming up at the end of the month, getting everybody, not March Madness. So keep an eye out, and I think this year's tournament is going to be absolutely awesome. So
really good college teams out there. I don't worry about the ranking. You know, when this tournament starts, I don't worry about the ranking.
No, you could find Podunk State as the 16th seed, knock off a number 2 seed on day one like we've seen over and over again. That 15 has got the 2 seed plenty times, boy.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
All right, Purdy, I appreciate you, man. Go handle your air fryer business. We'll get back together tomorrow and do it all over again, bro.
Okay, Poppy. Take time.
You too, man. Okay. Everybody who chimed in, appreciate you. Good stuff. Pearly, appreciate you. Mr. Producer, appreciate you.
Come
we'll see you tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good on it. After the break, Rich Eisen taking us home. 49er fans, listen keenly. Brady could be your quarterback next year.
Ha!
What?
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Last, everybody go talk breakfast.
Somebody asked this question of Kyle Shanahan in the aftermath of losing the NFC Championship game and having played 4 quarterbacks this season. Kyle Johnson getting meaningful minutes with the season and title and trip to the Super Bowl on the line because Brock Purdy got knocked out of the game and placed Brock Purdy in the position of being third string magic carpet riding starting quarterback in the NFC Championship game and turning him into the emergency quarterback too. He was the emergency quarterback all year long and then became the most important quarterback for the team and then finished the season as the emergency quarterback, hardly being able to throw it more than 3 yards down the field because his elbow got hurt in the game. And nobody asked Kyle Shanahan this. I don't think it wasn't the time or the place or had the temerity to say, who's going to be your starting quarterback next year? Well, Brock Purdy's MRI came back and placed that very question right front and center for the San Francisco 49ers. And for the rest of the NFL, because when Hassan Reddick hit Brock Purdy in the pocket of that NFC Championship game in San Francisco's first offensive possession of the game, looked like on all 22, a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk that was schemed and ready to be executed. Not only did Reddick prevent that, he knocked Purdy out for the game as an effective quarterback. And by the way, when Josh Johnson got knocked out of the game, prior to that, he fumbled a ball on a snap that Reddick recovered. But we found out that Purdy now has, according to my colleague from the NFL Media Group, a complete tear of his UCL tendon in his throwing elbow. The Niners, according to Pelissero and multiple reports, have told him he needs surgery. He's going for a second opinion to see if that's in fact the case. Either way, it appears it's a 6-month sit down and that he'll either be ready for training camp or halfway through it. Now, boy. So any thought that Purdy, what we saw from him in his tenure as the starting quarterback, keeping things not only just on the rails, but steaming straight towards Arizona for a trip to Super Bowl 57 until Hassan Reddick blew all that up. Any idea that this is his gig, that he's going to get this gig, that Trey Lance is coming back from his ankle surgery, his leg surgery, that it's going to be the two of them battling it out? Well, there's no battle. I mean, Purdy's not going to be ready to battle on the field, compete on the field. Forget OTAs and organized team activities and mini camp. Forget that. That's gone. So Lance will get those unless he's not ready. And I think we're going to get the opportunity to ask Trey Lance directly how ready he will be, because currently, as of this sit-down airing of the Rich Eisen Show, Trey Lance is scheduled to be our first in-studio Super Bowl guest when we arrive in Arizona Wednesday of Super Bowl week, 1 week from tomorrow.
Okay.
He is scheduled to be our first up in-person guest. So we'll see how he, what should we, I mean, hey, he has no idea the set that he's walking onto is the home of Ankle Watch 2023. we're going to be on it.
We're going to need some film to review.
Is he going to use the mini steps up the riser? Is he going to just jump on the, I mean, we'll all be looking.
Now my mind is just racing right now.
But in all seriousness, could you say that knowing that had they made the Super Bowl, there were preparations and plans, as they say in the NFL information business, to have Jimmy Garoppolo active as the backup quarterback for Super Bowl 57? Could you make the case that Jimmy Garoppolo is the most healthy quarterback currently on the roster of the San Francisco 49ers, with Johnson concussed and Lance still not back from surgery and Purdy slated to have it potentially? And Garoppolo?
Well, Garoppolo's not actually on the roster. He's a free agent.
Well, what I'm saying is in their world, right?
Right. He's in the building still.
So who could it possibly be if Purdy's not ready for training camp and we're currently sitting here about Lance and, you know, it appears like it's going to be his gig. He's under contract. He's the guy that they went ahead and got atop their draft board. So now, I mean, if he's that guy, then he's going to be that guy. Could they possibly turn around and say to Jimmy G, hold the phone, we want you to stay here? And the question is why would Jimmy G do that if the Jets have an opening and want to run the offense that he runs and the Raiders have an opening and his former coordinator is now the head coach there, ready to have him operate the offense that he knows? Why would he stick around there only to find out if they still want to go to Lance or when Purdy comes back? Or to the Niners? I didn't think this could be possible, 100% possible. It may not be still. But I just didn't think the Niners would be in a situation where they would be willing to pause the maturation or the growth or to pause their plan at quarterback with their young quarterbacks, plural, for this guy. But Tom Brady fits. I mean, if you see this team
right there
in the NFC Championship game, defense ready, rest of offense ready, just add quarterback who can stay upright, protect himself in the pocket, and get the ball out on schedule in the manner that the head coach schemes it. And Brady's looking for a spot where he can have his best chance of riding off into the sunset with his, wait for it, eighth Super Bowl ring. Eight for Brady. Just take the zero off and the four octogenarian Oscar winners. Eight for Brady. New movie. It's a sequel. I don't know if Harry Hamlin's available, but we can check on him. Eight for Brady. What better situation is there? I know we've talked about Miami, which for him, with his children living in that town, his family living in that town, that seems to me a spot, but are they willing to tell Tua to take a year off? What if Brady wants to play for more than 1 year? Would the Niners be willing to do that too? I got to sit here and think to myself that with this roster ready to roll, that Lynch has put together, that this team has gone to the NFC Championship game 3 of the last 4 years, but they're 0 for their last 2 in making the Super Bowl in that game. And the 1 year they made this, that they are ready to end that nonsense and put a trophy in the case. And if Tom Brady is willing to go home, when I say home, I mean literally his ancestral home, and play for the team that he wanted to play for this entire time growing up until he heard his name for New England, all the way through to maybe, who knows, last couple of years, free agent visit. Brother, this seems to me ready-made. If Purdy's not going to be, it's again, You're going to say, okay, Purdy's going to be ready in training camp. Got it. Lance is not yet ready now. When will he be ready? What will he look like? Could there be a setback? Could there not? Obviously, there's setbacks in life all around. You never know. But there's so many variables that could just be fixed with, Tom, you come here. And then Lance and Purdy go in this quarterback room and learn and watch the GOAT. I don't know what they think about it. Again, we got Trey Lance first up next week. He could walk on and look like he's ready to go right then and there, and that ends that conversation. Or not. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Is it on? Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
Your cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast. Shiloh.